My name is Michael the Hebrew Hammer Brown, and this is the post-game show for the Dream Shakes, the Dream Take, the number one podcast for SB Nation's The Dream Shake. Jeremy Brenner has the night off, so you have me this evening. Programming note, we'll talk about it at the end of the show as well, but for people listening to the show, thank y'all so much. Tonight and Wednesday, you will have me here on Facebook. Friday and Sunday, the Dream Take will be over on Locker Room with Jeremy Brenner and Ray Lucas. And I may pop in on a show or two over there as well. Jake, always good to hear from you. Once again, this is an episode of The Dream Take. The Rockets lose, I put in quotation marks tonight, because honestly, they did not lose this game. They lost on the scoreboard, but they won in so many other areas tonight, and we'll break all of those things down as the show goes on. But they lose on the scoreboard 126-120 to the Phoenix Suns. If you guys are listening to the show right now, first of all, thank you so much. It is late here in the Central Time Zone, so we will go for about 25-ish minutes tonight. If you have something you want talked about on the show, go ahead and throw a comment down. We are striving to be the most interactive Rockets podcast post-game in the game. So you guys have a comment, we will talk about it live here on the show. Let's look at the box score for tonight. The elephant in the room, the Phoenix Suns shoot an absolutely disgustingly good 56% from the three-point line. They shot 25 of 45 from three. Do you know how hard that is to do? If you are alone in a gym throwing up threes 45 times, it would be difficult to hit 25 out of 45. Nonetheless, in an NBA game, yes, against arguably the worst team in the league in the Rockets, which I don't think they're the worst team in the league. I think they're the second worst team in the league. I think they are just behind Minnesota. But still, 25 of 45 is just ridiculous. Like, that's just stupid. Let's get to the Suns box score real quick. Devin Booker, what a player. I mean, Devin Booker is just flat out. I think he's really, really good. I reserve the word great for players like James Harden. James Harden is great to me. Kevin Durant is great. Kawhi Leonard is great. Steph Curry is great. Devin Booker is really, really, really good. Is he late or is he great? Ryan and Jake, am I off in my saying that I don't know if Devin Booker is great? I think he's really good. Bridges had 6 points. DeAndre Ayton had 18 points and 8 rebounds. Man, it felt like he had more than 8 rebounds tonight. But only 8 rebounds for DeAndre Ayton. Chris Paul had a very quiet night by his standards. 9 points, 4 rebounds, 10 assists. Jay Crowder, 8 of 12 from the three-point line for Jay Crowder. Okay, so Rockets fans, who would you rather get beat by, Jay Crowder or Reggie Jackson? Because both of those players nearly had career nights against the Rockets within like a 7-day span. So I don't – the old Mike Brown may start tossing the desk and, you know, flipping the lamp over. But those guys having career nights is just par for the course at this point. Cameron Johnson out of North Carolina for the Suns, really good ball player. Like Cam Johnson, the last two times the Rockets have played the Suns, I've been thoroughly impressed by him. I would love to get him, a guy like him, on this team. Good size, can shoot the ball. We may have found that guy, but we'll get to that in a minute. Javon Carter, nice game for them. 9 points, 3 rebounds, or 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Yeah, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. I was a fan of Javon Carter's when he came out of West Virginia. Wish the Rockets would have drafted him. Dario Saric, 9 points, 5 rebounds. And Torrey Craig, 3 points and 5 rebounds. For the Rockets, Kevin Porter is coming into his own. 40 minutes played, 22 points, 5 rebounds, 14 assists, 7 of 15 from the field, 3 of 8 from 3. John Wall, 13 points, 2 rebounds, 8 assists, 5 of 20 from the field. John, we get it. You're an all-star. You're the leader of the team, or you're the franchise guy. No, you're not. Not anymore. You're not. 20 shooting the ball 20 times for John Wall is unacceptable. Christian Wood, 25 points, 15 rebounds, 3 assists. Going back to what Jake talked about a couple times over the weekend, Christian Wood, 15 rebounds tonight. He did a good job on the boards tonight. I think it's a combination of two things. Number one, when you play a team like the Phoenix Suns with the number of shots that they get up in a game, there's going to be more chances for rebounds. Not to diminish what Christian Wood did tonight, but I think that certainly helped that, you know, a team that's shooting where they shoot 45 threes for the Suns tonight, you get a lot more opportunities for rebounds. So Christian Wood, 15 rebounds. Clearly, he's probably getting more healthy when, you know, coming off of that ankle injury that he had. Kelly Olynyk, 16 points, 8 rebounds. Jayshon Tate, 10 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 of 7 from the field. It feels like every night Jayshon Tate should be shooting more than he actually does. And I'm going to get to that in a few minutes while as we get some more people, you know, coming onto the live recording here of the Dream Take here on the Facebook page for the Dream Shake. KJ Martin, 9.7 rebounds. Good night for him. Avery Bradley, 23 minutes, 3 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist. DJ Wilson had a good night tonight. 14 minutes, 8.6 rebounds, was a vital part of that Rockets run in the fourth quarter to cut this lead that the Suns had down. I think it got to as low as 5. He had a nice and one opportunity, also had a good dunk. And then my boy, my man, my dude, Armoni Brooks of the University of Houston, where this guy went. And if you don't believe me, here's the student ID to prove University of Houston. Okay, yes, and I do have that on my desk. Okay, no hate here. 14 points, 1 rebound, 5 of 6 from the field, and 4 of 5 from the three-point line. Let me tell you this, okay? I watched Armoni Brooks play more games than probably anybody listening to this show right now. I watched every game that he played at the University of Houston. Armoni Brooks is a stud. That dude can shoot. He is a sniper from the three-point line. He hit a shot from the logo. That guy, and we're going to spend the rest of this show talking. I'm going to put something out there, and don't call it a hot take. You can come at me on Twitter at BSW_podcast_NB. As soon as you hear this, take, John Wall should be shut down for the rest of the year. And Avery Bradley should not play for this team anymore. There it is. Okay? And yes, I get it. It's one game for Armoni Brooks. I totally understand that. But the fact that Avery Bradley got 23 minutes tonight. Now, let me preface this take by saying that, and we'll get to all the comments here in a few minutes, but I want to get this out while I have it top of mind, that the Rockets were... DJ Augustine went down with an ankle injury. It wouldn't shock me. He did put weight on it during the game, walking to the locker room. It wouldn't be shocking if he missed a game or two. This team is still without Eric Gordon, and this team is without Sterling Brown at this point. Armoni Brooks should be playing 20-plus minutes a night. KJ Martin's minutes are going up, which is a great sign for this team, but he only got 24 minutes tonight. The fact that John Wall played 36 minutes tonight, and he played those minutes, I get it, because of the guards that were missing. But if DJ Augustine comes back and Sterling Brown comes back, John Wall should be shut down for the rest of the year. There's no benefit to him playing on this team. And I know I'm the one who tweeted out tonight that when John Wall is on the court, he leaves it all on the court, and it's commendable. The fact that he has played as many minutes and done what he has done so far this year is commendable. And I love the guy for it. The guy's been great as a locker room presence, as a guy who stood up for the locker room throughout the whole James Harden fiasco. Because we can call it a fiasco, right? We're all family here. John Wall being on the court at this point is of no benefit to the Rockets' current roster or organization. It does them no good. Look at the fourth quarter tonight. When John Wall got back onto the court, the Rockets spiraled downward, and yes, they only lost by six, but all the momentum was killed from the group that was on the court. What is the get? If you are watching this show right now, or you are listening to this show, and you're a beautiful, wonderful human being, if you do so, explain to me of what benefit John Wall and Avery Bradley give to this Rockets team at this point. Because what the Rockets are doing right now is you've got one foot in the pond of you want to continue to play the veterans that you have on this team, and you've got one foot in the just go 100% youth. Avery Bradley, we love you. You're done. John Wall, you've got the knee injury. You've got the fluid built up in your knee. Sit out the rest of the year. You're already not going to play back-to-backs, right? Look at this roster right now. Of what benefit, and this is the last time I'm going to ask this question, of what benefit is John Wall and Avery Bradley? Avery Bradley got 23 minutes tonight, and Armani Brooks got 14. Of those 23 minutes, you're going to tell me this team, with the direction that they're going, which is a total rebuild, you couldn't have given any of those 23 minutes to Daquan Jeffries, the guy that you signed. He's just sitting on your bench. You couldn't have given any of those minutes to Anthony Lamb just to see what Anthony Lamb could do. Give him some legitimate minutes. You were down by 24 points at one point in this game. Why don't you see what this a full game of nothing but youth? What does that team look like for the Rockets? You're still going to lose games. Like, you're playing your vets now. You're not winning games. Why not just go a starting five of what would it look? It would look like Kevin Porter Jr. at the one, play Armani Brooks at the two, start Christian Wood. I would play Kelly Olynyk because I like the two big guys, and Jayshon Tate. Then off your bench, play KJ Martin, should be your first guy off the bench. DJ Wilson, I think, should be playing more minutes than 14 minutes a night. And just let the young kids run. Like, I feel like they've got a leash on at this point. We saw it tonight. We saw how much fun the fourth quarter was tonight with Armani Brooks shooting 35-foot threes, DJ Wilson going for offensive rebounds. Jayshon Tate doing his thing. He only played 22 minutes tonight. I mean, I don't get it. I think all the minutes are there where the big guys can do what they do with Olynyk and Wood. That's starting to look better tonight. They had a combined 41 points, 23 rebounds, 4 assists on 16 of 25 from the field, including 4 of 10 from 3. I'll take that every single night. Now, tonight, you saw, if you look at the rebounding battle, the Rockets actually won the rebounding battle tonight by 9. This team is not as bad as people think. Like, they're really not. By record, they're the second worst team in the league. But I think they're being hindered by the style of play that they have, not how quickly they play, but the number of veterans that are still playing. I mean, Avery Bradley playing 23 minutes, I don't think you're going to see that. Armani Brooks played his way into the rotation at this point. Like, Armani Brooks should be getting, we'll call it 20 minutes plus a night from here on out. If he's healthy, Armani Brooks should be playing 20 minutes. Because what does he give you? He gives you a knockdown three-point threat. Let's get to some of the comments here. Oh, let's see. Jake says, Booker is consistently a good player. Can't say he is great. Okay, right there with you. Ryan says, it'd be tough to put him in the starting lineup, him being Armani Brooks, but he needs to play a big role off the bench, flat, plain, and simple. Totally agree. Lewis Brown says, Wall can mentor next year. Lamb sucks. I get it. I get it, Lamb sucks, but you don't know if he can get any better unless he gets minutes on the court. And that's my point, is playing Avery Bradley, what is that doing? You're not getting – the Rockets have to look at the grand scheme of things of this season. Don't even talk about wins, because wins are not important at this point. The developing of young talent is the most important thing at this point. How good can Armani Brooks be? Do you have anything with Anthony Lamb? You know, Anthony Lamb, I liked the last time I saw Anthony Lamb on the court. He gave you decent effort defensively. Not much there offensively, but I think that there was enough defensively to say, why not? You know, he should be getting, I would say, 8 to 10 minutes a game. There's nothing wrong with giving him 8 to 10 minutes a game. But KJ Martin, to me, is the guy that I look at and say, okay, his minutes are going up, which is fantastic. He's at 24 minutes tonight. KJ Martin, his sweet spot to me is 25 to 30 minutes a night. That's how much I want to see of KJ Martin. And Jeremy and I talked about it, I believe, in our game on Saturday, that don't even – the position thing, I know what he's saying, and the more I thought about it, the more I agreed with him. It's positionless. I just want to see these guys on the court. I want to see different combinations on the court. What does a lineup of Kevin Porter Jr., Jayshon Tate, KJ Martin, Christian Wood, and Armani Brooks look like? Okay, so stick Jayshon Tate at the four, stick KJ Martin at the three, you put Armani Brooks at the two, and you put Kevin Porter Jr. at the one. To my knowledge, we didn't see that lineup. To me, that's the lineup that every Rockets fan should be drooling over at this point. I'll say it again, one more time. Kevin Porter Jr., Armani Brooks, Jayshon Tate, KJ Martin, and Christian Wood. That is the five that I want to see at some point in the next game. But you saw it tonight that the only problem with that lineup is that Christian Wood is not a center. You know, you need to run that lineup against a team that likes to go small. A perfect opportunity to do that would have been against the Golden State Warriors when they played Draymond Green at the five. You saw it tonight in the fourth quarter. If you were watching the lineups tonight, when they went with DeAndre Ayton and Jay Crowder as their four, Kelly Olynyk was on DeAndre Ayton, and Christian Wood was covering Jay Crowder. For anybody that wants to question if Christian Wood is a five, he's not a five. He's a power forward, and if it was up to him, he'd be playing the small forward. But that's what I saw tonight, was Olynyk was on. If they're going to play the two big lineup, which I like, I'm a big fan of, Kelly Olynyk was guarding DeAndre Ayton and Christian Wood was not. Ryan asked, could Brooks be better than Ben McLemore? Absolutely. And shout out to Benny Mack. Benny Mack is in LA with the Lakers doing his thing, and good on the Rockets. Like, the Rockets needed to make that move. Mason Jones needed – I would have liked to have seen more of Mason Jones. I don't feel like he got an adequate chance/run with the Rockets. I think he deserves some more time here, quite honestly. But look at a guy like Armani Brooks. Armani Brooks is a perfect example of the direction that this Rockets team needs to be going in. Ben McLemore served no purpose on this team. Armani Brooks serves a purpose on this team. Number one, he's a knockdown shooter. Number two, he's young. He's young legs, and he's hungry for minutes. When he gets on the court, he has a sense of purpose. Ben McLemore didn't have a sense of purpose when he was on the court. He was playing for a really bad team that had the arrow was pointed down, right? And the lineup that the Rockets had when they made their run tonight in the fourth quarter was fun. It was fun watching the game. You know, like them making a game with the Suns. And we talked about this when the Rockets last played the Suns. I don't believe in the Suns. I think the Suns are a really, really good team. Are they great? No. Are they better than Denver? No. Are they better than the Clippers? No. Are they better than the Lakers, if healthy? No. Are they better than the Jazz? No. The Suns are, to me, I think they're the fourth or fifth best team in the West. The fact that they shot 56% from three and made 25 threes, that's not going to be there in a playoff series against a playoff team. It may be there, not maybe, it was there against a team like the Rockets, who their defense was sloppy tonight. Their rotations were way too late, way too many open threes for the Suns. Angelito says, Brooks is weird. His stance looks like Kobe in the younger years. Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of the hot take, but I'm not mentioning Armani Brooks and Kobe Bryant in the same sentence. I mean, his shot, I mean, maybe. I'm not a genius when it comes to the shot selection or the shot stance. But yeah, Armani Brooks, great first night for the or great game tonight for the Rockets by his standards, but not Kobe just yet. Jake says, Silas, from the pregame interview, seems very high on KJ. We just have to hope he gets to play more as the season comes to a close. Well, let's address that real quick, Jake. I mean, the season is at a close. I mean, they're not playing for anything. They're playing for losses. And that's why when I started the show, the Rockets won tonight. The Rockets are on a winning streak with their fan base, right? Like, think about this, right? Like, the last game that they won was against the Mavericks. And that pissed off the fans that wanted them to lose to improve their draft stock. The last three games, the Rockets have won. They've looked competitive. They've kept it close. I mean, the Clippers game really wasn't close, but it was entertaining enough for fans to stay tuned in. And then this game against the Suns and the Warriors was at least close enough to be entertaining for fans to stay tuned in, and they lost. What is there to be upset about? This should be a celebration, to be honest with you. Like, anybody listening to this show right now or listening to the show in the next day or so, this is a win for the Rockets. Take this as a win. There's critiques that I have as a fan, right? I want to see more of Armani Brooks, obviously, which I think we will. I want to see more of KJ Martin. His minutes are on the rise the last couple games. I want to see less of Avery Bradley because he serves no real purpose for this team at this point. I would like to see less of John Wall at this point, but you're going to see less of him because he's not going to play back-to-backs. And my guess is within the next 2 weeks, the Rockets are probably going to shut him down for the rest of the season, because they're going to look at this and they're going to say, we want to develop our young talent. And Angelito makes a great point. DJ Wilson, I want to see more of DJ Wilson. 6'10", great size. I love his energy on the court. So tonight was a massive win if you're a Rockets fan, no matter who you are. You know, if you're our buddy, Jerry Jones, who always comments on all the posts on the Dream Shake on Facebook, who, you know, we love the interaction with all of our fans, obviously. He's a big fan of the tank. He's going to be happy when he sees the box score. Fans like myself and Jake and Ryan and Angelito, all these guys who watch this team on a night in and Lewis Brown, night in and night out. Everybody from the beginning has said with this Rockets team that the losses after Harden left, we don't mind. It's when they were getting blown out by 25 and 30 points, when they were playing veterans, just go with the guys that you have you don't know what you have with them. Play guys like Kevin Porter Jr. And that's what they've done. That's what they've done. And you know, if there was a coach, if I had my chance at getting a coach, knowing we were going to move on from James Harden, of all the guys they were talking about this offseason, right? Ty Lue, Doc Rivers, those guys make sense if we were going to keep Harden. But if you were to tell me that, knowing post James Harden, that who would I like to have as the coach of this team? It's Steven Silas. And if you look at the guys who have been playing for Steven Silas thus far, Kevin Porter Jr., you can't argue the fact that he's looked better recently than he did when he first came to the Rockets. You got to give the coaching staff credit for that. I've been critical of certain coaches on the coaching staff, most notably Jeff Hornacek, who I'd like to see them replace in the offseason. But, I mean, for what it is right now, it's fine. Okay? The guys are – this team is getting better. Think about the fact if the Rockets tonight, right, no DJ Augustin, you're missing your backup point guard. You're missing your sixth man of the year in Eric Gordon. You're missing – a guy who's been a really good piece off the bench and in the starting lineup at times, Sterling Brown. And the Rockets just lost by 6 to the second best team in the Western Conference, who just shot 25 of 45 for 56% from the three-point line. The Rockets lost to that team by 6 points, and they had it down to 5 in the fourth quarter, and the game took a turn for the worse when John Wall was entered back into the game. I mean, John Wall had a deplorable night. He didn't have a good night. He had a couple nice moves and a couple nice buckets in the first quarter. I should say in the first half. But at the end of the day, John Wall did not have a great game. And I think moving forward, tonight was a great step in the direction that this team has to go, which is youth, youth, youth. And we will continue to preach it, because tonight the youth looked good. Jayshon Tate, nice game. KJ Martin, nice game. DJ Wilson, nice game. Kevin Porter Jr., nice game. Armani Brooks from the University of Houston, great game. Finishing up on the comments, and then we are going to wrap this show up. Angelito says, can I imagine if we get Cade Cunningham? We're such a deep young team, and we would be an instant contender. Instant contender, I think, is a stretch for me, even if you do get Cade Cunningham, because that's going to take some time to work out with him and Kevin Porter Jr. Because Kevin Porter Jr. is a mainstay on this roster for years to come. He has everything you would look for in a budding star. He's not a superstar. He's not a star in the league yet. He is a really nice, good young player. But that's all he is. He has a lot of growing up to do this offseason. So does the whole team, which is fun. Like, it took me a while to embrace this, but I've embraced it, and it's fun to watch Rockets basketball right now. Don't even think about the wins and the losses, right? Just find the positives from each and every game, and your life will be so much better as a fan, to be quite honest with you. So, with all that being said, let's look ahead to the next game for the Houston Rockets. It is versus the Indiana Pacers at Toyota Center on Wednesday. Once again, you will have me here on Facebook after the game, so get very excited for that. We're also without Daniel House. I totally forgot. And David Nwaba. I mean, my God. Like, so let's go over this real quick before we wrap the show up. The Rockets right now are without Daniel House, David Nwaba, Eric Gordon, Sterling Brown, DJ Augustine, and Rockets legend Dante Exum. I'm kidding about the Dante Exum thing. But those are five key pieces for this Rockets team. And you can call them, well, Daniel House isn't a key piece. Yeah, he is. He's a 6'5" forward that can shoot the three ball, and he's good on the defensive end. You miss a guy like that, you don't have your backup point guard in DJ Augustine, your sixth man of the year, Eric Gordon, Sterling Brown. We just went through all this. Look at any team. Go find any team in the league and see if they can have sustained success without missing those types of guys, right? Look at the Lakers. You take away, Anthony Davis, just throwing that out as an example. Obviously, he's a superstar. But when you mess with your rotations like that, it's not easy for any team to have success. So you know what? As the Rockets only lost to the second-best team in the Western Conference by 6 points on their home floor when they were down, the Rockets were down by 24 points tonight. You know how easy it would be for the or how easy it would have been for the Rockets to just fold up camp after a long three-game road trip, having to play against the Clippers, having to play against a desperate Warriors team, and then the Phoenix Suns. That is not easy. But the Rockets just don't give up. They're a team that they're like a gnat. They just won't go away. And as a diehard fan, I appreciate that fact of the Rockets team. So, looking at the Indiana Pacers on Wednesday coming into the game against the Rockets, their last game they did play Yesterday, they did defeat the Indiana Pacers 132-125. Looking at the game, players to watch: Malcolm Brogdon, great player for the Bucks, or excuse me, for the Pacers. They picked up from the Bucks. Caris LeVert, people famously will remember him as the guy that the Rockets could have had, but ownership didn't want to pay him. So they ended up flipping him for Victor Oladipo, who we traded to the Miami Heat for Kelly Olynyk and Avery Bradley. He's a guy to watch against the Grizzlies. He had 34 points. And Donatas Sabonis, 18 points. Sumner had 11 points. TJ McConnell had 10 points. Dougie McBuckets had 13 points. Indiana's a team that I just read it out. They had 6 guys in double figures. The Rockets are going to have to come out with great energy, really work on those rotations. Can't leave guys open. They've got a bunch of dudes who can shoot the three extremely well. Once again, your unhappy final from Phoenix Suns Arena. Rockets lose 126-120. We will be back live here on Facebook Wednesday after the game. And until next time, Rockets fans, have a great week. And go Rockets!